Seriously, with Martin Bester.
A horrible incident that took place in Mulder's Drift. A video was shared quite widely, and that's why I'm bringing it up this morning. See, everyone's sharing the video and watching the video, so we might as well know exactly what's going on there. The video is showing allegedly how this gentleman called Len Kluter is believed to, be the owner of a gym, Victoria East, as far as I can understand, was injured in an altercation with police. This is a bit of the audio, what happened in that argument with the police.
Oh, my God.
Now you're playing dangerous.
Guys.
Who's playing dangerous? Who's played dangerous? You coward!
Why are you surprised
you said that?
Really?
These guys, man, I'm ashamed of you. I'm sorry to say. You leave my premises, please. I've never asked you if you're wearing or what. Take it, guys. Shoot me!
So anyway, it escalates from there, and he gets shot in the incident. Now, this kind of thing, when it gets shared on social media, everyone adds a story here and a comment there. Yeah. So I always say, let's ask the people who are in the best position to know. On the line, specialist investigator Mike Borlase. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Thanks, Martin, for the opportunity.
Yeah, most welcome. Thanks for taking our call. I know that you are also investigating this case, as I understand. Wat verstaan julle op hierdie stadium? What do you understand from what you have seen?
All right. Wat eerste verstaan moet word deur die publiek is, hierdie is die einde van die movie. Dit is so goed soos jy gaan kyk 'n movie en jy stap in en die name kom op. So jy is heeltemal reg, Martin. You're very right. Do not add or do the devil's algebra, add and subtract, and don't speculate. It's an unfortunate incident. A man is seriously hurt. He is doing better, though. But this needs to, and we are thoroughly investigating both sides. And you need to see and watch the whole movie. There's many videos taken. This incident took place over a long period of time. And there's a lot of, as I say, sides that needs to be taken in consideration. Who broke protocol? Because the police has protocol that it has to follow, and obviously the public in itself also has rules and regulations to follow at that institution. And then why did it escalate in such a situation?
From what we can see in the video that was widely shared, and as you say, that's the end of the culmination, the climax of the whole situation.
Yeah.
What can we tell from that? Should the police investigate the way that they've handled it?
Yes, and they do. They have given a statement saying that they're doing that. They are taking it seriously. We are impressed with the way they are handling it. Okay. I must also say that we did not leak the video. Neither did we know that the video was going to be leaked, because we had all the evidence and we took in all the evidence, and the police did as well. So somebody on the scene has kept a part of the videos and has decided to share it, and we are busy finding out. It's illegal to share such criminal content of an investigation.
Okay.
And I just want to make it very clear to the public that the video was not leaked by the police, neither us. It is somebody at the scene that did this. But yes, both sides will be thoroughly investigated. I don't think there will be any foul play at all. You know, the public now has seen this, and there's a responsibility from us and the police to explain thoroughly what has happened. But I'd prefer the people please not to share it any further. And as you say, don't add and subtract.
Now, I think a lot of people expressed surprise that the situation went as far as him grabbing the weapon from a police officer. A lot of people felt that the police should have defused the situation before it got to that point. What is your feeling about that?
Well, that's, you've said it, and that's it. So, and I'm only saying this as part of the investigation of our opinion. The police, when they are called out to a situation, should immediately do a complete evaluation, identification, and a risk analysis. The risk was higher. This is a big man. I cannot say anything about substances or what has been used or alcohol or anything. But if you see a situation that is out of control, you get in the dog unit or a stronger or a better unit and you defuse it.
Right there and then.
You need to always look, the police must and should be always in a situation that they can immediately assess the situation and take immediate action. I mean, dit is van selfsprekend. As jy ergens instap en jy sien hier kan iets uitbreek, dan gaan jy dit mos ontlont. Dit is soos in die ou bouncer daar. As jy in die nachtklub sien, hier kom moeilikheid, dan gaan jy mos onmiddellik die mense verwyder en iets doen daaromtrent. En as dit is die beste manier om dit te verduidelik. Maar weer eens moet ons nou kyk na die hele omstandighede. Hoekom het dit so lank gevat? Daar was ure wat verby gegaan het en daar's baie partye betrokke.
You see, and this is the part that most people wouldn't know. Meeste mense sal nie weet dat die situasie al vir ure aan die gang was nie.
Yeah.
Which could also obviously affect the way that the police handled it. You also get the impression that at that stage they felt almost like it was not a higher risk than it was.
Yeah. Yes, Martin. You know, there's a Dutch saying that says you hear a bell. You hear a bell somewhere, but you don't know where the item is hanging. You hear a clock, maar jy weet nie waar die klok hang nie. So it's very important once again that the public understands this. There's a whole story to this, and there's a lot of things that has happened, and the police will have to answer on certain aspects, sure, but as well as those that was involved. And taking in consideration our situation in our country pertaining protect and serve, the police's ability will be in question here. Did they follow the correct protocol? There are certain protocols that the police must follow when they enter any call-out or situation.
What is the standard protocol in this country? If someone holds a weapon and you as a police officer feel that it's a threat, well, I mean, obviously, if there's a perpetrator or a situation that escalated and someone grabs a weapon, is there a standard procedure?
Yes, I can give a procedure in the middle of it. I did send out a project where I said it very clearly. I've mentioned one already. When the police is called out, they need to immediately assess the situation. If they see it's above their pay grade, they should get the other police units in and they should defuse it. So if you have a weapon situation, there can only be other weapons drawn and used if there's absolute and imminent danger. It means the next moment this person across from you, from the policeman, is going to draw his weapon or his knife, and the next plunge or shot will be harming life, either himself or somebody next to him or the policeman. Then the policeman is allowed, and obviously every person in the public, to defend his or her life. So that is the end of the protocol. But the in-between protocol is the one that we would be looking at as to see why was the incident not handled in, as we see, as our opinion. In a manner where this could have been prevented. You should always look at the case of what have you done to immediately protect and serve and get the situation sorted between the parties.
And under control.
Look, and under control,
It is a horrible situation. There is a man seriously injured in hospital. There's obviously a lot of stress with the police officers that were in that very, very dangerous situation. So people should treat it, you know, with respect and wait for formal investigation and, yeah, hope that justice is served from there. So thank you for your chat. Jy sê hy is in die hospitaal in a sobiedie stadium, is hy stabiel?
Ja, hy is sterk aan. Hy is onder ernstige observasie, want enige kopwond het verskriklike skade. Dit is 'n baie sensitiewe, mees sensitiefste area op die liggaam. So hy is onder observasie, maar dit klink vir my hy is uit gevaar. Ek wil net by sê, Martin, ek sal dit baie waardeer as die publiek nou nie verder opinies lig oor dit nie, en dit los vir die polisie en onsself wat daarby betrokke is, want ongelukkig het ons 'n baie groot probleem met die sosiale media. Dit ontstig en ontstel mense, hier is iemand wat in 'n hospitaal lê. Dit is moeilike omstandighede, dit is nie iets wat 'n mens alledaags beleef nie, en mense maak besluite en partykeer verkeerde besluite, but not necessarily maliciously. I'm not saying that the police was malicious here, neither them. I'm just saying that this incident has happened, and we need to show our sensitivity, all of us, and not abuse the social media and just place a lot of nonsense and fake news.
Around the situation. Specialist investigator Mike Polis. Thanks, Mike, for your time. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye. Wake up. Get out of bed.
family. Good morning. What up? Breakfast with Martin Bester.